It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations on Fridays and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week on All Things Considered, we use Helping Hand to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have Special Olympics, founded on a belief that people with intellectual disabilities of all ages can, with proper instruction and encouragement, learn, enjoy, benefit from participation in individual and team sports, adapted as necessary to meet their needs. We always hear about the fall rappel that they have off of a hotel to raise money for their programs. This is their Polar Plunge, and we've heard about it before, and it's coming up Saturday, April 6th, 9 to noon, Waterfront Plaza Lawn, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. Tracy Bender from Special Olympics Hawaii, returning to Helping Hand. Thanks, Tracy. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I always feel so at home when I'm here.
And it's always much more like a home when we have a guest like yourself here. So before we hear about this chilly way to support your programs, let's hear some of the programs.
Sure. So Special Olympics Hawaii spans all ages. We start with a program we call the Young Athletes Program, and it's for toddlers 2.5 to 5. And we teach pre-sports skills, work on their motor skills. And what's really great about this program, Dave, is it's an inclusionary program. If I'm a mom and I have a child with an intellectual disability, I can bring brother or sister or even cousin or neighbor to join this program. That cousin or neighbor, brother, sister will benefit just as much with all the activities. But then what we're doing is we're starting that idea of inclusion.
Right.
We're more alike than different at a really early age. And it's also a great program for parents who might wonder what the future holds for their child and what they will or will not be able to do in the realm of physical activity and sports. And then this kind of opens their eyes to see that they can really do anything, whatever everyone else is doing with the Special Olympics programs. From there, you can graduate to something we call our Future Stars program, which is for 6 to 7 year olds. You're going to do individual skills. And when you come to a competition, rather than play on a team, you're doing individual skill competition against other individuals there. And all of that is getting you prepared for when you're 8 years old. Now you're going to join the competitive realm of Special Olympics, which is what most people see out there. And so that's our competition age, starts at 8. And then the really great thing, Dave, you know this, there's no maximum age. So we have many, many seniors actually that participate in Special Olympics that travel from the neighbor islands and really look forward to participating.
The names of the different sports that you guys have?
So we have 9 competitive sports: basketball, bowling, bocce, swimming, softball, soccer, track and field, flag football, and my very favorite one to share, powerlifting. We do have one more sport, which is a demonstration sport, and that is golf, which takes place on the Big Island.
You were talking about how if parents want to bring children along with their kids who do not have intellectual disabilities as a way to begin that inclusionary process at a young age, that sort of continues with other programs you've got. I bet there are many adults listening who don't realize that people who do not have intellectual disabilities have huge opportunities to play on teams with people who do.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So it is called our Unified Sports Program, and it's exactly that. It's when people with and without intellectual disabilities train and compete in the actual sport. So we have unified track and field, unified softball, unified basketball, unified bocce, and unified bowling. And we have different teams for different ages because obviously you're going to participate with people that are about your same age.
Right.
One thing I like to mention always is Special Olympics, our athletes really train. And so Special Olympics is not something where like a flyer comes home and the parent takes their pencil and marks it down on the calendar and says, this is the day we go to Special Olympics. It doesn't work that way. You're an athlete and you're going to train and compete. You have practices 2 or 3 times a week, and our athletes are required to do 8 weeks of training to come to our area games and our state games. So as a unified partner, a person without an intellectual disability, you can pencil that into your calendar to practice softball every Wednesday night or every Friday night and have that opportunity to being part of Special Olympics, coming to opening ceremonies, being a part of when you receive your awards and all of that. Really, we find our unified partners gain so much out of that. Unified Champion Schools is the new name, Dave, for Project Unify. We encourage school administrators to make a commitment to give their special education and general education students a chance to interact in school. We would maybe give them an example of, could you put together a friends club or a unified champion schools club where students from special education and general education will be a part of this club, have lunch together, do activities together. And our ultimate goal is to get the school to say, hey, you know what, this is so beneficial, we're going to actually put together a team. So we're going to actually have a flag football team of students, special education, general education students. We're going to practice after school, and then we're going to come to a Special Olympics competition, represent our high school at the area level and the state level. And we actually have quite a few schools doing that. We have 42 schools in the state. All of our programs, all of our competitions are free of charge to our athletes. We're on the neighbor islands, and the cost that would take to bring the neighbor island athletes here, plane ride, housing, meals, all of those things, we don't charge them. It's all completely free, and that is because of the funding we receive.
So a way to support all this is this Polar Plunge. It's coming up 10th annual Saturday, April 6th. 9 to noon, Waterfront Plaza, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard.
All right, so you should be, just like Dave Lawrence is a thrill seeker when he goes over the side of the building for a Special Olympics, he challenges himself. This is another fundraiser where we ask people in the community to challenge themselves to plunge into a pool of ice cold water. We have a humongous inflatable water slide, tandem water slide, so you can do it with a friend next to you. It's 36 feet high, 95 feet long. We have you slide down. The bottom of the slide is a pool of water, and in that water is ice. We have 11 tons of ice, and we have our volunteers keep shoveling ice in there and making sure it's nice and cold so you can challenge yourself to take the plunge for our local athletes. As we like to say, our athletes are challenged on a daily basis and they overcome their challenges. So can you out there decide to support Special Olympics, overcome your challenges, and take the commitment to take the plunge?
Explain how people would then capitalize on this to get people to support their individual effort. And then also, similarly, people can support your effort as a whole by donating products that you might need to help support the event, or by bankrolling your ability to buy those things.
Yes, absolutely right. So this fundraiser is really a great opportunity for team building, whether it be your office, church group, sports team, even within your family. The minimum fundraising for adults is $100, and for students, it's $50. So students can be elementary to college age, and all you would do is register for the event on our website, which is sohawaii.org. You'll be given a fundraising link. You do have the ability to put in your own personal pictures, your own personal story. Dave Lawrence is a master at personalizing his fundraising page. He does so well for our Over the Edge event. So you can personalize that information when you have your link ready. Email it or put it on your social media to all your family and friends. You will raise $100 in a very short amount of time, mm-hmm. and exceed that $100 fundraising minimum, which we would like to see that happen.
And then in terms of larger companies or other support that you need, drinks, other products?
Yes, yeah. So we always need meals, drinks, snacks. People can donate those items if they contact us, or if they want to, as Dave said, bankroll or want to give us a check to do that. Now, we do have sponsorships for this particular event, and with the sponsorships comes benefits, for instance, logo and marketing opportunities. So that's a possibility as well, and we really appreciate that. Thank you for bringing that up,
Dave. Yeah, you're welcome. And so here's how to find out more: sohawaii.org. 808-695-3528. On the contact page at their website, you'll find a list of emails to reach specific portions of the Special Olympics operation. At HawaiiPublicRadio.org, you'll find all their contact information, full interview radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests. It is their 10th annual Polar Plunge, Saturday, April 6th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Waterfront Plaza Lawn, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard. And we've been hearing about it from Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development, Tracy Bender, our guest today on Helping Hand. Wishing you a whole lot of luck and success on this thing. And certainly on behalf of all the folks that you guys help out, thanks for doing what you're doing. It is an inspiring mission.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.